Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let us find out what's really going on behind the scenes of the Philadelphia 76ers with the WIP expert, John Johnson. Hi, John.
Good morning, Ann.
John, even you could not have predicted the bizarre turns yesterday, could you?
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, huh?
Could you read between the lines of what's going on with Fultz? His lawyer says that he cannot play right now because he's got a shoulder issue again. And then he went out and appeared he did some practicing yesterday. What's going on?
Well, I think, you know, even though the Sixers will not officially say it and won't connect the dots, anybody else can easily do it. We talked about it last week when, after they acquired Jimmy Butler and he found out he'd be going to a bench role, he immediately took to social media and vented about it like a small child. And then shortly thereafter, he's kind of settled into that a little bit. But yeah. Guess what? Friday or the other night, they needed a spark against Phoenix. It was a team they should have handily beaten. They came out, they slept walk in the first half, and they needed a spark. And Markelle Fultz was making multiple mistakes. He looked terrible. So Brett Brown, for obvious reasons, said, we can't lose to the Phoenix Suns at home. I need a spark here. TJ, you've been sitting there. Get in the game. And that made Markelle Fultz and his camp very upset. And less than 12 hours later, Raymond Brothers calls Elton Brand, says, get my player away from all team activities. I'm having his shoulder looked at. I thought I had seen it all from this organization over the years, but this, I have to defend the Sixers. They've coddled him and bent to his every need, and this is such an act of selfishness on his part.
Wow. All right, so, John, you're tying the benching in the second half of the Phoenix game and what happened yesterday together. You're saying
absolutely.
If they didn't bench him, there'd be no shoulder issue. He'd still be on the team playing every day, all the normal stuff. But he took that as a slight and then activated this new story, right?
Yes, I'll make that grand leap and go along with that, yes.
Well, no, I'm telling you, I was doing it, but I'm going, well, that's like almost evil. It's like, wow, I'm such a baby that I'm going to pretend I'm hurt every time something happens?
Yes, and that's been the most hard. And that's what so many times, and we've discussed it, and you've asked me about Markelle, that's the one thing I always went back to. You know, he has always come from a place of, I don't want to say entitlement, but he's always been patted on the head and coddled and placed in situations where everybody around him kind of put him up on a pedestal and said, everything's going to be all right. You're going to be great. Don't worry about it. And then when he's faced with a little bit of adversity, he lashes out like a child.
All right, so I want you to analyze this comment by Brett Brown, all right, because Brett Brown's had a lot to deal with, especially since this guy got here last year, and he was talking about what normal is in the Sixers. Listen to that.
Our definition of normal in this building and with our program is probably different than most.
What's he really thinking? Like, get inside his head, because he's such a good guy. But he's got to be at wit's end now, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, we all know, it's well documented what Brett has been through since he joined the Sixers organization, you know, 6 years back. And when he's finally at a situation over this last six-month period where he has more authority and can make changes, you know, along with the partnership with Elton Brand that he thinks he needs to have in this organization to have to be, and I truly believe they were absolutely blindsided by this. They did not see this coming. And although, you know, Brett always puts that smile on and will say exactly the right things, I'm still very surprised by this act by Fultz and his camp.
All right, final thing, John. How close are they to cutting him loose?
Ooh, that's a question I've been debating ever since. In my opinion, you brought Jimmy Butler here for a reason. And the most important thing between now and the end of the season is to impress the hell out of him, to make him want to stay here and sign long term. You can have whatever handshake and verbal agreement you want, but if something goes awry between now and then, he can say, well, it's been great, but I want to test the market. You absolutely have to please him.
Wow.
And this is a distraction you do not need. It's a headache you no longer have to tolerate anymore. They can always push the blame on Brian Colangelo. If it were my call, I'd say it's not worth it anymore. Get lost.
Wow. All right. So, see, this is where John is brilliant at analyzing. So he actually is tying in the Butler contract situation with the future of Fultz in the organization. I'm with you, John. John, this kid's never going to be any good. I'm positive he isn't. Hollis, you know the psyche of an athlete. Is a guy this soft and sensitive and weird, is he ever going to be a star?
Well, John knows my stance on Markelle Fultz.
All right.
We've had many arguments about him. That's why he was waiting on me to say something.
All
We've
right.
had many arguments. I told him when they drafted him that he stunk.
You said it then.
I said it then before. You can't tell me you're the best player in college and your team is 9-22. Get serious. Get serious.
Good point. Good point.
Markelle may be a decent basketball player one day, but I don't think it's going to be in Philadelphia.
John Johnson, once again, stepping up. John, we're going to be keeping track of everything with you. Let us know when the next big thing happens, all right?
Will do.
The great John Johnson with some terrific insights. Al, so the Fultz thing is tied into the benching.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.